Yo, welcome back to Lyrics Thoughts, guys. Today we are going to talk about something that has been a topic for, I don't know, the last week, 2 weeks now. And it's about Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Now, let me just say that I am a fan of both of these women. They both make pretty good music in their own right. They have their own flow. They have their own style. They have their own swag. And I love both of them. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I love both of them. I will not choose one over the other. Cardi B started off as a stripper at Sue's. She made it on Love & Hip Hop. She was doing her thing. She released a CD. Who says CD? She released an album. My bad. And I don't know about y'all, but I played it over and over and over again. And I give Cardi B respect because she is her own person. You know what I'm saying? She's not afraid to be her true self. She's not afraid to say what she want to say. And she's not afraid to do what she want to do. And if you've seen her on Love & Hip Hop before she even became this big, you would know that she pops off on anybody and everybody. Male, female, dog, cat, trees, mosquitoes, anything. Nicki Minaj, she's been out for a minute. Like, you know, she was out there doing some mixtapes and being a battle rapper and things like that. And she became famous. I don't know about y'all, but Itty Bitty Piggy will forever be my song. Yeah. There's no way that can play in the club and I'm not about to twerk some, shake some, move some. You heard? In my opinion, started to not really feel Nicki anymore when she came out with Starships. I'm sorry. I was actually at that summer jam when Funk Flex called Nicki Minaj out and told her don't come on the summer jam stage with that Starships bullish, because that's not what we're here for. We're not here for pop music. We're here for some uncut, raw, hip-hop music. That's what summer jam is for. You heard? Man, when he said that, the whole Young Money didn't show up. Like, and it was like Weezy was on his way. I was upset because I actually really wanted to see Nicki. She was supposed to be the headliner that year. You heard? But I feel like after Nicki and Safari broke up, she was just in a different space. You understand? And granted, she's a human being and she's a woman that just went through a serious breakup. They were together for years. You understand? And even though Safari is a cornball, his cornball behavior, his cornball nature with her nature make pretty good music. Fast forward now. And Nicki is just a goddamn bully. She bullying Miley. Like, who bullies Hannah Montana, son? She's Hannah Montana. Okay? She was on the Disney Channel. She is no threat to you or anybody that's black. Like, nobody. Her only competition was who? Like, Lindsay Lohan? Come on, son, sit down. Stop it. Now, Cardi B threw her shoe at Nicki at whatever fashion show, whatever they was at last week. And I must say, if I was Cardi, I'd have threw my shoe at Nicki too. Nicki been throwing jabs at Cardi for quite some time, and Cardi ain't been saying nothing. Now, I don't know if y'all heard the interview that Nicki Minaj did after the Motorsports song came out with Cardi, Nicki, and Migos. It's Migos' song, but you know, the two ladies was on it. And Nicki did an interview talking about how she had no idea that Cardi's verse was going to be like that, and Cardi said she had no idea that Nicki's verse was going to be like that. To me, it sounded like Migos, or should I say Quavo, kind of set up a little situation between the two ladies, because both of their verses sounded like jabs to one another, and allegedly neither one of them had any idea that their verse was going to be that verse. I believe Cardi when she says that Nicki Minaj has been talking a lot of ish about her for quite some time, and that she's been approaching her. And Nicki's been copping, please. Now, the reason why I say that I believe that is because Remy, her first interview after she released Sheether, was on Wendy Williams. And Remy said the exact same thing that Cardi B said, which was, Nicki's been talking a lot of ish. She's been approached on several occasions, and she has cop pleas. Now, if y'all don't believe me, go on YouTube and look that up, that Remy Ma interview with Wendy Williams right after she released Sheetha. I just feel like, Nikki, you got to stop bullying people. You're almost 40 years old. You ain't got no man. You ain't got no family. You understand? You're still walking around with your titties all out. Come on, son. Level up. It's time. It's 2018. I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of seeing Nikki's puss. I'm tired of seeing her titties hanging out. She's just, it's time to calm down now. It's time to be in your own lane. Respect your own lane. You don't need to feel threatened by any other female that comes out, because you have already made your platform. You have already done your thing. So why are you feeling threatened by somebody else? Let her eat. Let her feed her family. Let her grab her bag. You feel me? You ain't gonna lose your barbs. You're not gonna lose your barbs. Fall back. You arguing with her, then you want to talk about how she's not even black, and she called black women cockroaches, and it's like, so what? Like, even if she did say that, so what? She's still gonna have fans. She's still gonna have supporters. She's still gonna put out hot ass music, and you just gonna look mad at everything she does. Come on, Nikki, you are better than that. Cardi, I respect you. I love you. Keep doing your thing. I just want these people to get it together, because I'm trying to get tickets to a tour with Nikki, Cardi, Remy, Kim. Like, what? My thing is this. If the dudes could do it, why can't the women do it? We women are always mad about something, hating on somebody for something. And the dudes have beef for like 1-2 months and then they friends again. Look at Drake and Chris Brown following each other on Instagram again. Man, if Drake and Chris do an album, do you know the bread that they're going to collect? Drake and Meek friends again? Boy. Like, come on, son. Us women, we got to get it together. We got to let these grudges go. We got to let these stupid, petty arguments go. We got to be better, because we out here, we losing money. We complaining how the men making more money than us, but then we stopping our own money flow by being petty and being angry all the time. And this is what society expects from us black women. Us Latino women, they expect us to always be angry and hating and fighting one another, and we giving them exactly what they want all the time. All the time. We fighting in the street. We pulling out box braids from some chick hair. We pulling out weaves and wigs and ready to scrap all the time in the supermarket and Walmart. This is what they want. Every time you on World Star YouTube, what you see? A fight between who? Black girls all the time. Spanish girls all the time. I'm just saying. It's time for us to be a united front and go out there and make that bag. Stop playing, guys. For real. I got a little deep into it because it makes me mad. It really makes me mad because I love both of them equally. I love their talent. They own swag. They own this. They own that. They good. And then on top of that, they both from New York. Like, what? I could bump them all day back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You heard? That's just how I feel about it, y'all. Let me know what y'all think, because it really just made me mad. Plus, they both look so cute at that show, whatever show that was. And all I'm gonna say is this. Nikki, you kind of should be a little glad that her sister Hennessy wasn't there, because Lord have mercy, somebody would have went to the hospital. Okay? Somebody would have went to the hospital. Everybody know that little firecracker. She got issues. But that's it. That's all I got for y'all for today. I just wanted to let y'all hear my little banter and my thoughts on this Nikki and Remy situation. Nikki and Remy, you hear me? Nikki and Cardi situation. Ladies, let's get it together. Let's be better. Let's be great. Let's stop complaining about how the men making more money than us when we stopping our own bag. You heard? Later.